Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Dan Baudette. And we are going to be talking about the fact that Dan is the new director for District 9, representing the southmost portions of Southeast Michigan for Midwest Energy and Communications. Dan, appreciate you stopping in this morning.
No, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, family.
Married.
Kids?
Going to be 39 years.
Oh, wow.
And
congrats.
Got three adult children.
Okay.
One's in Chicago, one's in Archbold, and one's in Wauseon.
There you go. So a couple close, couple not. Well, not, yeah. Chicago's not far.
No, not too bad. Four hours.
There you go.
So we've lived in the rural Lyons area for probably about 35 years.
There you go. There you
and
any hobbies?
So, we have a cottage up north,
okay.
Up by Gaylord. So we like snowmobiling and boating and
right.
things like that.
Right.
We try to encompass the four seasons.
There you go.
While we're there.
So what motivated you to seek a role at MEC? What was the big picture motivation for you?
Well, I always watched their progression with various members and things like that. And the member that I replaced, Harry Gentz, out of the Blissfield area, he was there for years and years. And he decided to retire last year in the summertime. So I thought about it then. They were asking for applicants and what have you. But, you know, like anything else, time got away from me. I didn't get a chance to inquire about it or apply or anything like that. Well, then they announced in January after the period ended that nobody applied.
I heard that.
And so I thought, oh, my. You know, I just think that the volunteerism thing is just one of those things that are fading away. I've always been into that type of thing. I've always tried to give back in some way, shape, or form in a lot of the things that I've done over my life. So I just thought that this might be a good fit because of my background as an electrical engineer, electrician,
right.
own my own company that deals with electrical products and things. And I'm very interested in the fiber.
There you go.
Because where I'm located, the internet is terrible.
And dial up still.
Yes,
or,
yes.
Oh, goodness.
And so I just thought that, well, since nobody applied, I thought I'd give it a shot. And I applied to them, and we had interviews and,
right.
you know, all the types of things they do, background checks and all that type of thing. And
right.
and fortunately, I was appointed to the board in May.
Yeah, just shortly.
Yes, yes.
Well, but your background does make you uniquely qualified because you have experience with electrical type products.
Right.
An electrical engineer, they're probably really glad to have you.
I hope so.
Well, you'll be able to get good input, I would think. It's one of the ideas of Midwest Energy and Communication is to have rural areas not lack anything that a larger area has. And so bringing fiber is a huge thing for them.
Oh, you know, I look at this as almost the rebirth of why rural cooperatives were started in the first place.
Right.
You know, way back then, in the 30s or so, it was because people didn't have the access to electricity.
Right.
And so they started the co-ops to try to bring that and light up the rural areas. Mm-hmm. Well, in essence, now we're bringing fiber to light up the rural areas
exactly.
with high-speed internet.
When people are looking at building even in different areas, they want to know, what's my internet connection?
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're moving out of the metropolitan areas into a smaller area, but that's one luxury they don't want to give up.
Right. You know, we had Bob Hance, our CEO, great guy, and he's always sending us articles and excerpts from different stories and things like this about how dependent people are now mm-hmm. on high-speed internet. And one of the examples they gave was, you know, we've got people over in our Southwest Michigan area that are professors at, say, Notre Dame and Central Michigan University and et cetera, that these professors, they have high-speed internet at work, but when they go home, they can't work.
Right.
They can't do anything because they don't have internet.
Right.
And, you know, so it really puts a damper on what they can do. They either have to stay at work,
right.
You know, I mean, so it really limits them. And so much of this employment now is tied to having high-speed internet that people really need it as a true utility, just like electricity.
So do you consider that then one of the biggest challenges facing MEC and its customers is just trying to get that fiber out
there? Oh, yes, I think so. We're utilizing our existing electric lines, the poles and what have you, to attach the fiber to. But then there's other areas where we've expanded out to where we don't have that luxury, and there's a high cost to be able to, right, you know, put that fiber in.
Right.
And then we've even got opportunities of, you know, we've got a township that was over near Ann Arbor that could not get anybody to bring them high-speed internet, and ask MEC if we'd be interested in doing that. And they looked it all over and said, we think that we could help you out. And now we're in the process of putting on probably 800 plus customers, okay, in that area to try to provide them that high-speed internet that they were desiring.
So that really is one of the biggest opportunities out there for,
right,
MEC as well.
Right.
A challenge and a great opportunity,
right,
at the,
right,
same time.
You know, businesses looking to say, you know, we've added a number of large, what they call enterprise businesses,
right,
that have said, you know, the whole reason that we're here is because we can get this internet. And in some cases, we even have a combination of both, where we have good power available for them, large quantities of power, plus the high-speed internet. Best of both worlds,
there
you know.
You go.
So
I know people, of course, can find out lots of information on the MEC website.
Yep, Team Midwest. .com.
There you go. TeamMidwest.com.
Right. With two M's. So it's team and then Midwest. So two M's in there.
Exactly. Well, Dan, I want to thank you for joining us and sharing information on yourself, and welcome as a new director.
Well,
and
thank you.
I hope you enjoy being with Midwest Energy and Communications for many years.
It's been a great start so far.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities, as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.